Hello everyone, my name is Kate Decker and I am obsessed with exposing the truth of what happens when we ditch the autopilot, take our power back, and become the creators of our destiny. And I'm here to remind you that no matter who you are, where you come from, or what you've been through, you deserve to live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the Create Your Best Life Radio.
Hello, hello, welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to be here. You might notice I'm kind of slightly whispering. That's because my baby Blair, she is napping and I want to make sure that I'm not screaming. But let's talk about how to deal with togetherness hangover. I mean, honestly, I love hosting people and having people over and all of that stuff and you know, spending time with family. But sometimes I honestly feel like the togetherness being social hangover is so much worse than an alcohol hangover. I mean, is it just me? So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you, how do I navigate that? How do I get myself back on track, feeling great, and kind of like recharge myself back, especially when you don't have a lot of time, maybe you don't have a day off afterwards, etc. So let's dive in. Right, you guys, so we had my father-in-law and my husband's brother visit us this past holiday weekend, President's Day weekend, and I'm so happy because they got to see Blair, they got to meet her, and it was just very sweet seeing these two really big men being very sweet with our tiny little daughter. However, as I said, like sometimes when I'm a very sensitive person, let me start with that. I'm a very sensitive person when it comes to other people's energies, and I personally thrive when I have plenty of alone time, which obviously with just having my daughter, who, for those of you who are interested in human design, she is a manifesting generator, and both me and my husband Zach, we are projectors. So obviously I don't have as much alone time, and I have a lot of time with her. And I am a very sensitive person as far as other people's energies. And so whenever I'm spending some extended time with family, I do feel it weigh on me. And it's not because they are bad or they're wrong or there's, you know, like we'd have a bad time. Quite frankly, the opposite. We had so much fun. We were looking into like RVs and stuff because my father-in-law, he's going to be retiring at like next year. And, you know, they're thinking about like what to do what to do with the retirement, and we were looking into RVs and luxury RVs, and like, you guys, some of these RVs are like 2.8 million I think is the most expensive one we saw, and I'm like, holy freaking guacamole. But that's the story for another day. But we had a really good time, we had fun time, and but after they left, I felt that energy of like, I felt a little heavy, I felt a little more tired, I felt a little more just, you know, so socializing hangover. I don't know what I'm going to call it. Maybe by the time I publish this episode, I'm going to have a name for this. But right now, I'm going to call it people hangover. So this people hangover is a real thing. And obviously, having a daughter, having a business, having a husband, having a household, I don't have the time to just like, all right, I'm going to peace out and I'm going to have a half day to meditate, because that's what I would do in the past. I would literally spend the entire day just pouring back into my cup. I would meditate. I would work out. I would, I don't know, do breath work. I would just do like a million things to get myself cleared up, and I would eat super healthy and I would drink plenty of water. And obviously having, again, as I said, like having a daughter, having a business, having a husband, having a household, and I know some of you have more on the plate than me even, it's just not a wise way to spend time. So I need to really do things that are going to help me really fast. I need to do things that are potent. I need to do things that are going to shift me right away. I need to do things that have substance, if you will. So what I did is, first and foremost, I did my morning hypnosis. If you don't do hypnosis, that's fine. Do a meditation, whatever it takes, so that your brain is not running around through the checklist of all the things that you need to do. I spent the first, I think this one was about 20 minutes. I spent 20 minutes just doing something where my brain is relaxing and releasing and focusing. Essentially, this one was on like gratitude and feeling good and all of that stuff. So if you like hypnosis or meditations or visualizations, like that's my number one go-to, because it really helps for my brain to just kind of, those little pieces, though, all of those thoughts, all those emotions, it helps it settle. The second thing that I did was that I got a workout. And let me tell you, that was the last thing I wanted to do. I so did not want to go to the gym for multiple reasons. Number one was I just didn't feel like it. I felt sluggish. I felt meh. I felt just kind of uncomfortable in my body. And I was like, ugh, the last thing I want to do is go work out, be around people. Like, I don't want to do that. The second reason why I didn't really feel like it is because you guys might know, but after I got pregnant, I really wasn't able to exercise the way that I used to. And so I wasn't going to the gym because the only things that I could do didn't include weights, and I barely exercised even then because I had just a lot of troubles and a lot of pains. So it's been about a year since I really went to the gym, and I knew that I wasn't gonna be able to lift nowhere near to how much I used to lift. And so there was that aspect of feeling awkward and embarrassed. Mind you, I'm going to a gym right now that is on base, on a military base, where all of these dudes, some ladies, but mostly dudes, are training to become pilots. They are all pretty shredded, pretty in good shape, lifting incredible weights. And I just imagined myself, okay, and now I'm gonna walk in there, not feeling great in my body, feeling awkward, and barely lifting any weights. Like, that's just gonna be so awkward. However, I know myself better than that, and I don't let these things and these thoughts stop me, but that doesn't mean that they don't come to my brain and they don't pay me a visit. So I literally turned off my brain. I stopped thinking. I put my gym clothes on, sat in the car, and I got driving, and I just drove there, and kind of just methodically, mindlessly did the thing. I literally just went through the motions. I know, like, I knew, I have like a plan that I followed, for years now, and so I knew exactly what I was gonna do. There was no question what I was gonna do. There was no question what order I'm gonna do it. The only question was, how much weight can I do? And I think a lot of times we think that we need to feel motivated or excited to go to the gym or go for a run or do, I don't know, eat a healthy lunch or cook for ourselves. Like, the thing is that you're not going to be always motivated. And trying to cause motivation, like, you can do something, but sometimes it's not working and it's not helping. And so you can actually go through the motions and just do the dang thing without thinking. And this is a tool that I use a lot. I literally turn off my thinking. I stopped thinking because I know my body can do it. I know I'm going to feel so much better in my body after I do it. And I don't need to feel motivated to do it and to know that it would be good for me, for my physical body, for my mental health, and for my self-image. So the number two thing I do is I turn off my brain and I go through the motions of doing the thing that I know is going to help me move the energy. Now, as you might have noticed, I started with the mind, with meditation, hypnosis, whatever. Number two is to move your body, because our emotions, they literally get trapped in our physical body. So that's why a lot of people, I think, get addicted to working out. Because when you move your body, you move that resistance, you move that ickiness, you just, oh, you just shake it off. If you don't have the time to do a workout, or maybe you just don't work out, if you don't work out and it doesn't feel right, don't make yourself work out. But what you can do is that you can literally do some type of somatic movement, which means move your body whatever way possible. So if you literally just like shake off, you know, I talk about this a lot. So if you see, like, after a lion chases an antelope, when she finally gets to safety, what does the antelope do? She shakes her entire body off to get rid of that trauma, get rid of those emotions. You do the same. You're the antelope. You spend the weekend in maybe some stress, whether that was pleasant or unpleasant stress, but you spend some time in not your natural state. Shake off your entire body. Shake it off. Just like shake your head, shake your arms, shake your legs. You know, you can even like do the horse lips. Like, oh, that one is like so, so, so good. When you do just like, oh, it just relaxes your entire jaw and mouth and head. Oh, it feels so, so, so good. So the second part is somatic movement. So that, because emotions are energy in motion and it gets stored in our body, it gets stuck in our body. That's why we want to shake it off. I always imagine it as, if you have like a snow globe and you just want to like put those little pieces of snow in the snow globe in a different places, like you want to reconfigure it, you need to shake the snow globe. That's what we're doing with your body. We shake it off a little bit. Another great tool with that is actually doing breath work. So if you love breath work, you can do that. If you don't know what kind of breath work or how to do it, I actually have an episode that was an interview. Let me think, what episode was it? Oh, turns out I haven't published it yet. I just recorded it a long time ago. I recorded that episode, that incredible interview, before I had a baby. I just realized I never published it. So it's going to be coming up soon in the next few weeks. So you can do breath work. You can just take a couple of deep breaths. That also moves your energy. And then number three is, do something that makes you happy. Do something that you feel that desire, that pull, like, oh, this would be feel so good to have done it. Oh, I like just imagine myself being in that situation or right after, and it feels so good, so relaxing, so pleasurable. Like literally my entire body is just saying, yes, 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 let's do this. And an example of that could be just listen to your favorite songs and dance, like dance all around the house, or sing your heart out in your car as you're driving home from the gym, or bake a cake if that's something that you love doing, or take a bath. Like whatever is it that you do that makes you happy, that makes you satisfied, that maybe makes you fulfilled, do that. Because what that does, it like gets you on the energy of pleasure, fun, joy. And that's where we want to be. That's where we want to operate. Now, why did I not start with that? Well, because when you are people hangover, you might not even know what would feel good. That's why the first thing you do is you start with your mind. Because when we start with our mind, with our mindset, it creates a ripple effect. It creates a shift in our energy and our emotions. And every action, the what happens before every action that we take or we don't take is an emotion, right? So we're going to start with the mind. We're going to shift the mind. We're going to change that mindset. We're going to get ourselves into more of a Zen state. And then number two is, let's move your body so that the energy isn't stuck there. So it's both mind and body. And these two create the perfect environment for you to shift your emotions, get out of that meh state into more, okay, now I'm feeling good. Let me do something that I love. And then you will most likely know what would actually bring you pleasure, what would bring you joy, what makes you happy, because you're already going to be in a completely different state of being. Not to mention, how do you feel after you move your body? How do you feel after you do something for your mind? You feel proud. You're like, dang, I really didn't want to do it, but I did it, and it was so good to have done it. Now, my last trick up on my sleeve, is a question that I actually learned and heard a million times from Andrea Crowder, and she's also coming onto the podcast, so you guys, oh, so excited for that. We already recorded our interview and it's amazing. So keep your eyes peeled. But the question that I've learned from her, and I have been repeating it to my clients over and over and over again, and it's been so beneficial, is how would it feel to have done it? A lot of us, we make choices based off of, do I feel like it? Do I want to do this? But that's the wrong question, especially when we are feeling sluggish, meh, kind of people hangover or alcohol hangover. Nothing is gonna feel good besides just crawling back into your bed and pretending you're in your dying hole, right? I don't know if y'all just saw the scene from Madagascar when the giraffe is in the dying hole waiting to die. But that's what I want to do. I literally want to crawl into a dying hole and pretend life isn't happening. But would I feel really happy about that if I did that for multiple days? Like looking back on it? No. Right? So even though it might feel good to quote unquote do it, it might not feel good to have done it. And there are exceptions, and sometimes that is necessary, but 99% of the time, it would not feel good to have done it. I would not feel proud to have done it. I would have felt like I just wasted a day. I was given this freaking day of my life, and I don't know how many days I have left, and I wasted it because what? Because I didn't feel like doing anything? That's not a good enough reason. So we want to ask ourselves, how would it feel to have done it? And when you ask yourself, how would it feel to have done something for my mind, for my body, and for my soul? Huh, so freaking good. It's gonna completely change the state in which you are in. Now, why am I saying that? Because I woke up so sluggish, so meh, so didn't wanna do it. I did my hypnosis, I did my workout, I jammed on the way back home, I spent the lunch with my husband and my daughter, and we were just like chatting up, not for a long time, just for a bit, you know, I ate the lunch and that was it. And here I am, recording a podcast interview, interview with myself, recording a podcast episode, and right after I finish this one, I have another idea that I'm going to talk about, and then I'm scheduling podcast episodes with so many guests. Like, we have so many incredible guests coming to the podcast, you guys, in the upcoming weeks. You have so much to look forward to. Like, they're going to teach you breath work. They're going to teach you rapid resolution therapy. They're going to teach you anxiety, seeing anxiety as your gift instead of something that cripples you. Like, I have so many interviews lined up. So excited for all of this. And I'm so excited to be chatting up inside of our Glow Up Challenge and inside of my Secret Mastermind. And like, my energy is completely, completely different. I feel like I can take on the world. Like, I literally have so much energy that I feel like maybe I should just go for a run to burn off this energy because I am so pumped up. That is the difference between going into a meh day and I don't feel like it, and going with that, or asking ourselves, how would it feel to have done it? So, you guys, let me know, tell me if you've ever been people hangover, if you are a sensitive person. I want to know, I want to hear from you. So feel free to send me a message on Instagram at xokdecker. I love hearing from you guys. And if you have tried these tools, also let me know, because I want to know. And I want to know, like, are these episodes beneficial to you? Are you getting a lot out of them? What kind of other episodes? What else do you want me to talk about so that I can bring it to you on the podcast? But I'm so excited, you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you in the next one. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved it, please let me know by leaving a short review here on the podcast app. And take a screenshot of the episode and tag me on your Instagram stories at @xokdecker so that I can keep your favorite topics coming. And until next time, let's create your best life.